football came back. Well, it's back. By this time this comes out, it would have been back for a few weeks, I think.
And potentially canceled.
What's crazy, so friend of the podcast, Taylor, she's been a guest a couple times, at least twice, maybe even three times.
Kick my ass. It was the Bachelor trivia that she
Yeah, Bachelor trivia. She
I'm still you. Bitter about that.
And she was on one of the movie ones. We need to have that movie crew on again, by the way.
Yeah, we should. That was fun. Also, quick side tangent.
Yes.
Bachelorette's coming back October, and let me tell you, I can't wait.
When did they record it? Like, when did they film it?
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to know what unethical shit they did, but it's back, baby.
Well, no, I mean, like if it's, I want the more unethical, the better with that show.
That's a good point.
I'm genuinely curious, though. I'm curious to know when that was, because I feel like it's always like the season before.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
it would have been filmed in the spring, usually.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I feel like they had to have been, like, filmed during COVID. There's no way they've been sitting on this for all of COVID.
That'd be interesting.
It's one of the easier things to probably record.
Yeah, you just have everyone quarantined and everyone's in one place.
That's essentially what the show is already, you know?
Yeah, it's its own bubble. Maybe you just don't go abroad. Interesting. Yeah, that'll be interesting. I will definitely watch it just to see what happens.
We're planning on opening up with a football intro, but we got sidetracked to Bachelorette.
It happens on the show.
But football's back.
So it's funny. So Taylor texted me, and she was like, I'm confused, like, why there are fans and stuff. Is football doing a bubble or something? And I was like, oh, no, they're not doing a bubble.
And then
she was like, so they're doing all, like, the normal, she's like, so what are they doing for it? And I was like, well, they're basically just doing the normal season, you know. Just say city by city are determining how they're doing fans, but other than that, you know, she's like, so they're like traveling everywhere like normal. I'm like, well,
they added more roster spots.
Yeah, in case people get sick, every team has like an emergency quarterback, which is hilariously fun. it's obviously terrible that we have an emergency quarterback in case every quarterback comes down with a deadly virus that's going around. But in a way, it's kind of fun, too.
It's hysterical. How little the NFL cares.
Yeah, she's like, oh, so are they doing a bubble, or what's going on here? It's like, oh, no, they're just doing the season.
They're just pretending it doesn't exist.
I love every year Daniel Radcliffe, for some reason... Well, I guess he technically didn't for this past year, but he just did one. For the old school Deadspin people, he would read the worst tweets of the year. I don't know how that relationship started, but it's just like one of the purest things we have.
It's peak Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, what a treasure in our lives.
So they just launched the new Deadspin. He didn't do one for the last year because everyone quit at Deadspin in October. But the writers of the old Deadspin started a new site called The Defector. And today was their launch day, and as part of it, Daniel Radcliffe was back, and he read the worst tweets so far of the year. But what's funny is, so the worst one was a Rovell one, Darren Rovell, and it's kind of a running gag that every year it's Darren Rovell, and so Daniel Radcliffe's like, oh god, it's the Rovell tweet, like every time now, it's kind of a thing. But he had one that was even worse than that one today. Like, wow, they obviously recorded, you know, I don't know when, maybe this in the past week or so. But there's one today. I need to pull it up. You know which one I'm talking about.
Though. I know exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's just so many to choose from that fuckhead of a human being.
It's crazy because, like, on principle, it should be just, like, a normal account. Like, it's sports business, and, like, sometimes that stuff's interesting. And he talks about, like, betting lines. Like, it shouldn't be as bad as it is.
It's not like he's a Clay Travis where he's like a troll. Supposed to be a personality.
Yeah, or like even like a Skip Bayless was in the news today.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, that shit, like, there's a difference between being like that's just like actually bad for people. Like, people hear that and take it seriously.
Yeah,
and, like,
I agree.
You're like disparaging mental health. That's like not good for the world.
It's like he was like, you know, he was in his own, like, he was like a sports troll. Which, I mean, I didn't like him. Like, I mean, Stephen A is, like, kind of the same brand. But Stephen A is just, like, kind of more entertaining. Which is, I can buy into the entertainment factor of it.
Yeah, you know, there's something like insidious about it, you know?
Yeah.
And he's kind of in on the joke in a way.
Yeah, but this, the especially the current, the, what he said about Dak, that was like definitely way, way over the line. Of,
yeah.
No, Darren Rovell today, September 10th, the greatest tweet of all time. The NFL made the bet that COVID-19 would be somewhat stabilized by the time the season started. They won that bet.
Yeah, it's so good on any, on every, so many levels, because it's not stabilized.
No.
1,000 people die a day. And the season hasn't started yet. In a few weeks, the season could be done.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, the plan is terrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's reckless.
It's worse than baseball's, and baseball's has been a disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's... I don't know. But yeah, it's also not the worst tweet of all time. I overhyped it because he has the worst tweet of all time, and it's not that. It's the I don't know if it was from election night or from one of the debates between the in the 2016 election, but it was around the election, and he tweeted I feel bad for the country, but this is tremendous content.
I do remember that.
That's the king of all tweets.
That's the king of all tweets.
Nothing will ever beat that.
It's kind of hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, on by itself, it's funny to laugh at, but it's also kind of just funny.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. Like, it's a terrible tweet because he was definitely serious, but it just to laugh at, it's just, it's too good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's art. Twitter is art. Who says yeah. No?
Yeah. Alrighty. We're back. We're doing another six pack. I'm very excited for this one.
This was a winner. This was a good idea.
This one, and it's, we know what it is.
Yeah.
These are fictional characters that we would enjoy as president.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took this, so we said, no fictional presidents. So that'd be kind of lame.
Yeah.
I think, like, and they have to be fictional, so, like, you can't be just, like, even if it's, like, a biopic of someone, like, you can't be, like, that character version of them. I eliminated those.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any non-movie characters?
All of mine are actually television characters.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I think all of mine in the six are movies.
Okay.
But I do have a TV one in my honorable mentions. Did you go? So there's a couple ways you could have played this. You could have played it the funny or the serious. Which way did you lean?
I kind of went both. I think all of them, I think, make sense in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's like, okay, I could see why you'd say that. But I also think it's kind of like, that'd be ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
I'm proud of this list.
Yeah, I teetered the fence between the two as well. On some, I was more serious than others. Some I'm gonna we'll talk about when we get there. Some might technically not qualify in like the, you know, literal rules to be president. But I didn't take that part too literally.
Oh,
you know?
Like if somebody was born in another country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that
sort of stuff. I included, well, actually, I don't know if I include those any of those on my actual list, but they're definitely in my honorable mentions for sure. Some stuff like that. I'm guessing you did the same.
Yeah. I a fool made like a list of 10 people and then deleted it, so my honorable mention list is very small.
Oh, okay. Why do you delete so many lists?
I'm a fool. That's why, Eric. I'm a fool.
No, it's all right. This is also another opiates, buddy. So
it is. Hopefully, the last one.
Yes, hopefully. That'd be a pretty big problem if it was not. Okay. I'll start this one since you went first the last time around. Okay. So this one is the biggest one I had to make an excuse for that's in my actual top six. Oh, and like normal, we're going to go six to two, then do honorable mentions, then do one. Mine is Captain Miller, who is Tom Hanks' character from Saving Private Ryan.
I thought about doing this one 100%.
Yeah. So he, there's a problem with him being president because, spoiler alert, he dies in this movie.
Dead people do not make good presidents.
Yeah. But usually. He's just such a good character. He's, you know, fantastic. Like that essence is what I was really going for here. I see you just be a tremendous president. The resolve.
Yeah. I would. If we went to World War III, I would dodge the draft 100%.
Oh,
but I would think twice about it if he were our president.
Yeah, of course. If I thought about giving the speech. You know, like be patriotic. Then yeah.
Yeah. I thought about putting Tom Hanks in just in every role he actually plays.
I did.
I literally sifted through that on my list.
I sifted through. I googled Tom Hanks, and like went through his roles and was like, okay, this one is the most presidential. Yeah. No. I mean, it's just a great performance. Just iconic character. He convinced a group of men to embark on a suicide mission to save you know a mother's heartbreak.
Yeah.
I mean, what is? And he died for the cause.
He died because he cared. He believed. He was all in.
President Miller, in my opinion. Yeah. That's my six.
All right. My number six is the best character in the show, Robert California from The Office.
God, it's your worst take. So bad, but like, whatever.
This man.
He could also be a horrific president, but no, okay. I like the comedic aspect of this.
He is a chaotic neutral, I think, which could go good or bad, which I think is. No, actually, this is kind of the only one that where that's the case. But this guy goes in and convinces the CEO of the company to give the job to him.
Mm-hmm.
This yeah. guy could get anything done in office. Let's hope to God it's good shit. But this dude's gonna become dictator. It's not a good reference because we're awfully close to the dictator right now. But Robert California. Now I'm regretting this choice. Robert California.
No, the comedic aspect of this is great. Yeah, though he's just like a weird dude. He's honestly like more likely to be a president than Captain Miller. The Captain Millers don't get to be president.
Yeah.
It's like the people like Robert California. But he'd just be an elite negotiator.
Oh, yeah, he'd get whatever he wanted.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, that'd be. Could it be worse than now? I don't think so.
I'm gonna be. I don't think there's gonna be one person on either of our lists that's worse than the present day.
I agree.
And I got there's some.
I had to double check my list, but I agree.
There's some like we'll go. We'll circle back to this in a couple of my picks, and
we'll see. Well, that's the question we'll ask ourselves throughout. But I like it. I like it, Robert California. All right, my number five is Clarice Starling, Jodie Foster's character from Silence of the Lambs.
I, on the other side of the coin, I thought about choosing Hannibal from Silence of the Lambs.
What? I love your list. No, she's an FBI agent, a successful FBI agent, you know, going through the ranks to solve the case. It's just a very compassionate person, you know. She was able to connect with Hannibal in order to solve a larger case. A lot of people don't like, that's one thing I always people forget about that movie is like Hannibal isn't really the bad guy. I mean, he's not a good guy, but he's not that's not the case, you know?
No, he if anything is helping her.
Yeah. She leverages him to solve the case. Just, she's, you know, great performance. She's just incredible in that movie. And if she can leverage Hannibal Lecter to solve a case, like what couldn't she accomplish?
She could get a lot done, and she seems like a genuinely good person too.
Exactly.
Genuinely good person. That's a tough word for me.
Yeah,
I use it a lot too. I would vote for her for president in a heartbeat.
All right, what is your fifth?
My next pick is Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. I think he'd make a damn good president.
I'm upset I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you know, I like, and I think we disagree. I disagree with a lot of his opinions, but he is a just and fair person.
He, but like, he, you know, one thing's for sure, he would be out of the American people's business.
That is
he
for
would
sure.
Just shut down the government. Yeah. That'd be his platform.
That would 100% be his platform. And again, better than what it is today. Yeah. And I am against shutting down the government. I think the government's incredibly important.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a hilarious one. He would, like, make a National Bacon Day or something.
Yes.
No, it'd be funny. Yeah, I like that. I'm really upset I didn't think of him.
His speeches and rallies would be, like, 10 seconds tops.
Yeah. He's like, if you never want to hear from the government again, vote for me. And he would walk away.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful.
That was like one of my friends from high school. He went to a different high school. We went to the same middle school together, and we kind of stayed in friend groups. He ran for student body president of his high school, and his speech was they had a debate or something, and one of the questions was what would be your plans for like reunions and stuff. And his answer was, if you never want to see any of these people again, vote for me.
That's hysterical. Did he win?
No. I don't know.
That makes sense.
He swears it was rigged, that the school didn't want him to win, because, you know, that was pretty much the vibe of his whole campaign.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can't even blame the school entirely.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it was actually rigged. But I would believe it. I think his campaign video is still on YouTube, and I will send that to you if I find it.
Oh, you gotta
find
it.
His last name is Bonin. His name is Tom Bonin.
Oh, I can only imagine.
His slogan was Bonin 2012, or Let's Get Bonin 2012, or something like that.
Oh my god! Yeah. What a legend!
Yeah, it was, and his campaign video is incredible. I think there's him doing one push-up on a loop in it, and like shit like that. It's so good.
This dude is iconic.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah. All right. But yeah, that's what I'm imagining the Ron Swanson campaign to be.
Yeah. I was about to pick Leslie Knope, but that felt like too easy because she was an actual politician.
Yeah.
Felt too close to president.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah, I agree.
Actually, didn't she become president at the end? Maybe she did.
Did she? I don't think. I thought she became like a representative or something.
Maybe it was that.
Okay. My fourth is Danny Ocean from the Ocean 11 movie.
Who played
George Clooney?
George Clooney. Yeah. Okay, that's a good pick. Yeah. I would go. I'd go Brad Pitt. But
I thought about Brad Pitt too.
Either one, you're winning.
Yeah. Yeah, I went with Danny Ocean. He's just so cool, and like
so goddamn cool.
He is technically a criminal, but that's never
I got
stopped anyone before. and he was
also, never stopped anyone before.
He's also like a criminal for good, you know.
He is, absolutely. He's stealing from fucking casinos,
and he knows how to plan.
He's a great planner.
He can come up with a scheme. He can think on his feet.
Oh, he can rally the troops. You know, he can recruit absolutely. The fuck out of people.
One of my favorite scenes from those movies. I don't even remember which one it's in. Is when Matt Damon wants to be a part of like the meetings, and so Brad Pitt and George Clooney let him in, and they like just fuck with him and like talk in like gibberish and pretend like everyone knows what's going on. And then, but like the guy they're negotiating with is like obviously in on the joke, and so he does it too. And then like he acts like he gets mad after Matt Damon tries to pipe in, and they like meet him. They talk to him outside, and he was like, "What did I say? I have no idea what's going on." And they're like, "You told him you want to fuck his daughter or something like that." Yeah, it's god, those movies are so much fun.
Those movies are so good. I gotta rewatch them.
Yeah, Danny
Ocean. That's some of the best Brad Pitt and Clooney, 100%.
You know,
such a well cast movie.
That cast is insane. I think that was the same one where is Angelina Jolie in those? Who's Clooney's? You're so mad.
I don't think it's
not. It's a fuck. It's gonna be mad.
Is it? Shit! Don't say it. Don't say it. It's pretty, pretty woman actress, right?
Why is she
pretty woman?
Okay. Yeah, I know who it is.
But do you, hold on. What's her name? Not Julia. Yeah, right. Julia. Oh shit. Okay. What's her last name?
Roberts.
Roberts. Julia Roberts.
But there's like that whole thing where they like make her character like just they pretend that she's Julia Roberts and they make a bunch of jokes how like she looks like her, and in like this meta way. That's so great.
Yeah. Such a good trilogy.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Ocean's 8?
I didn't. I wanted to. I don't. Is it? I should check if it's streaming. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. But yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure. All right, you're fourth.
We do a really good job of like pairing, like similar picks, you know, mm-hmm. without knowing each other's list beforehand. Mm-hmm. I pick another criminal, Tony Soprano.
Oh, great one. Real criminal, real
hardcore criminal. You know, yeah. we already got somebody connected to the Russia mafia. Let's get our mafia homegrown in the United States. That's what I'm saying. Some Jersey mob connection up in the White House.
Yeah, he wouldn't take shit.
He would not take shit. He can run. If you can run a mob, you can run the government. That's what I always say.
Our enemies would fear us.
We would be, yes. Yes, they would. But you haven't seen The Sopranos, right?
No.
It is, like, there are definitely some things that are like, okay, this was 2000s, you know, early 2000s, 1990s. But it is about as a well-written of a character as you can get. And about as good of a performance from a TV show as I've ever seen.
It's like one of those shows I've always wanted to watch. It's just, you know, it's just the commitment. I have to take the plunge.
Yeah, it is a commitment. It is so good, though. And he's fantastic.
Yeah, some real crimes. You would just be like, North Korea has disappeared. It's no longer on the official map of the United States.
Yeah, man, we'd just deny it ever existed.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful. And again, let's get back to those speeches. I could listen to that guy talk forever, you know, and that accent. Great speeches. Which is a huge... Honestly, all three of my... would be fantastic. Imagine a Robert California speech.
That would be nuts.
It'd be fucking nuts. It would be more incoherent than the current speeches we experience.
It would be insane.
Yeah, I would love it.
That'd be hilarious, though, trying to imagine Robert California giving it the State of the Union.
Oh, my God. That'd be incredible. What jobs. A good character.
Why is everyone talking about jobs? That kind of shit.
The only character more well-written than Tony Soprano, Robert California.
Yeah, absolutely. No, actually, probably Will Ferrell's cameo in The Office.
I thought about choosing him, too.
The dude is insane. Okay, we're on our thirds.
I think the Will Ferrell cameo aged really well.
I think it aged better than people remembered it for at the time. When I remember, it's been a while since I like rewatched the. It's been like a couple years when I did my last rewatch.
Yeah,
I remember liking it more that time than.
Yeah, because the first time it was viewed badly.
It felt desperate. Well, because they were trying to replace Michael and they wanted viewers, and it very much felt like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was, the second time I watched it, I was like, this is pretty funny. They did a good job.
Because I remember that. Do you remember that was like a thing? Like, who was going to be the next boss?
I do remember
like,
a thing.
That was a real conversation people had around the dinner table way back in the day.
Way back in the day. God, what a simple time.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, that was a huge thing. And I think they did a good job. Will Ferrell is never going to be there the whole time. You know, it was kind of like a joke bringing in Will Ferrell.
Yeah, and like, but there's rumors because there's like, oh, Will Ferrell's gonna be an episode. He's the new boss. Like, that's insane. And like, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
was going on at the time. But yeah, now it just like he's just in there for a few episodes, and it's pretty funny. Okay, we're on our third.
Yes.
Okay. I'm really happy with this one. Okay, mine is James Darrell Edwards III, a.k.a. Agent J, a.k.a. Here Comes My President in Black. It is Will Smith from Men in Black.
Oh, shit! That's a good one! Damn! Yeah. Damn!
Oh, that'd be so good.
Be your coolest president ever, without a doubt.
Ever.
Not even close.
Yeah. Man, I just because of the coolness factor, you know? And yes. he knows the intergalactic game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's qualified in that respect.
He already has the top clearance level, you know? We wouldn't need, it would be such a smooth transition.
He knows the threats that face this country and the world.
Yeah. He could use that little eraser thing, mind eraser thing, memory eraser thing.
On his opponents.
Oh, just think of the things he could get done.
Oh yeah, on our enemies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have them like sign shit and then just blink them or something. I don't even know how that would work. Trick them into stuff, but he would.
He'd figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would make any. I haven't seen the movie in so long, but he would do. I feel like he had a moral compass, you know, like he would do the right thing.
Yeah, for sure. He would protect us as he's already has.
As he's been doing for years,
mm-hmm.
without us knowing it either.
Exactly.
You know, like he's not in it for the glory. He's in it.
Nope.
He's in it for the good of the world. God damn
heart.
It.
It's all his heart. It's all heart.
It's all his heart.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. That's a good pick.
Thanks.
That's a good pick.
I'm proud of that one.
Did you hear that they're making a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot?
I did.
But it's a drama?
Yeah. I heard some weird things about it. I don't know.
I'm kind of in. What have you heard about it?
I mean, I'm going to watch it. I hope it's good. I just heard, like, I don't know if this is true. I don't even remember where I heard this. But I heard, like, it was, like, a fan made a commercial, like, a fake promo. You heard this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, a fan made a fake promo of, like, what a fake opening for Fresh Prince as a drama would look like. And Will Smith saw it and liked it so much that he I guess contacted the guy who made the video and like helped develop the show.
Yeah. So, bold move. Against my better instincts, I kind of like, I watched some, I don't know if trailer is the right word, but it didn't look bad.
There's already stuff out.
Yeah. I think I saw on the Today Show or something, but
I'm sure
it's probably gonna be trash, but it's a crazy concept.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, because it's gonna be sad.
The show is a comedy and it was sad. So I don't know like what that, I don't even know what that is. Like,
oh, they have one of the saddest moments on TV ever.
Is it gonna have the same theme song?
Oh, it better.
It has to. If it doesn't, I feel like I'm out already. Like,
it's a different show at that point.
Like it can be like an updated version or something, but it has to be that, you know, that theme.
But you're right. That like it was a sad show. Like that, the like he don't want me anymore. Like that scene, one of the best scenes in television history.
Yeah. What is your third?
I'm going a hard left turn with Homer Simpson. Get an everyday person in office.
He's an everyman.
Let's do it. You know, he is dumb as a rock.
Very dumb.
And can be selfish at times, but he is
easily manipulated.
Manipulated. So if you put smart people around him, good people around him, country's gonna run well.
He's a yeah. That'd be an interesting one. He'd be terrible.
Can I change my pick? Lisa Simpson. Can we do that?
I'll allow it.
Okay. Lisa Simpson is the president.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that originally.
I mean, she's honestly, like, intellectually, like, the goat of all the people we've just described.
Yeah, no, she's probably, she's got to be the smartest person. Except for Robert California, of course.
Well, and she like, you know, she gets it more than other characters.
Yeah.
Also voiced by Connie from Maximum Overdrive.
Oh my fucking god. Can we just do another episode on that? Just rewatch that show again. Yeah. A movie again.
Yeah, man. I'm down.
Do our third episode on it, because we had to re-record that.
Yeah. Oh, people. Yeah, people don't realize there's a lost Maximum Overdrive episode. We had to record it twice. I was devastated. This is the episode I've been waiting for the whole podcast, and I went to edit it and realized it was unusable, so we had to record it again. The worst. But yeah, I mean, we should do that as like our next high buddies. What? Just make them watch it. I just want more people to watch it, basically, is my whole plan.
The whole world plan. Needs to see
that. That's my evil plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Lisa's a great pick. She would, yeah.
She'd make a legitimate and good president.
She's like, she has all like the best, she's like the most, she's like the intelligence of the show. Because like the writers on that show were really smart.
Super smart.
Politically aware. And she was like their vehicle for the smart things they had to say. So
I really want to watch the first like 10 seasons of that show.
I have been slowly going through that. I'm on like the third one. It's so good.
You're on like the third season?
Yeah, it's really that good, the show.
Yeah. Is it like, so like, do like it holds up?
I think so. I mean, there's some stuff like, I think like the biggest thing that didn't age well was like the Apu stuff. Well documented. But even that, like, that thing got blown out of proportion by, it's really the Simpsons like writer's reaction to it. Like the guy who, there's a guy who was Indian and was like, this is not a cool representation of us. Because it's like a caricature and it's like a white dude voicing him.
Yeah.
And, but he was like, he's like a fan of the show. He was like, I like the show. It's just, he was just saying like, this is like this part. I don't like, you know, and then they like freaked out. They like freaked out and like clapped back. And so he made this document, like it didn't have to get to that point. And like, that's when he made the documentary of like, you know, representation is important, which it is.
I didn't realize that's how it evolved.
Yeah, I think he, and like, I saw an interview he did, like, for the documentary when that came out. Because I remember when that came out, that was, like, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know why they're so mad. Like, he's basically saying, he's like, I like the show, I'm just saying.
I'm a like, fan, I was just right about them being a little racist.
They're, like, so mad, and, like, now they're so mad at me. It was kind of, that whole thing. So there's that, but other than, outside of that, I mean, they nail a lot of stuff. Like, in the second season, there's, like, a whole episode about how, like, American exceptionalism is a sham.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It's like a Lisa-centric episode, obviously. There's, like, that stuff. I, there's just, like, a lot that, like, they were right on, like, pretty early on.
It's crazy, like, in the history of The Simpsons, that was like such a groundbreaking show of like putting that family on TV, of them being just kind of shitheads except for Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Like what a crap. But now like it looks like a kind of like a family friendly show. Like they were so influential. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's like one of my favorite, jokes. It might even be in the first or second season, but like, they like hit really hard on like commercialism, like consumerism and stuff, and like there's like a part of Krusty the Clown's intro, and like really early on is like the kids, he does like a call and answer thing. He's like, hey kids, and they're like, hi, and the crowd's like, hi Krusty, because they're all kids in the crowd. And he's like, and what happens if they pull Krusty off the air? And all the kids just yell, we kill ourselves. And that's the intro to his show in like the first or second season. It's crazy. It's so
that's funny. So good. It's hysterical.
But yeah, they like hit that stuff really well from pretty much immediately. Like that was kind of the whole thing of the show. So I would say overall, yes, it holds up. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Recognize I'll start doing that. And then, yeah. What was that? That was your third.
That was my third.
Okay, we're on our second. My second is Ellen Ripley, Sigourney Weaver from the Alien movies.
I never saw those movies.
I love those movies, and she is such a badass. She's incredible. One of my favorite action characters maybe ever. She's so dope. And, like, everyone around her is so dumb, and she's mad at all of them all the time, and then she just kicks ass. Like, that's basically all the Alien movies. It's great. Like, everyone's trying to, they want to study, like, that's kind of the thing. It's more complicated than this, but, like, basically, like, they want to study these creatures, and, like, she sees the creatures kill everyone. She's like, no, I'm just going to exterminate them all. And she, and she's just her getting mad at everyone else for, like, preventing. They're like, we need this for science. And she's just like, fuck you. And she just, like, kills everyone. It's great. It's great.
I need to watch those movies.
I love those movies. I love all of them. Aliens 1 and Alien, the first one is, like, a classic, and then the follow-up is, like, one of my favorite movies ever. It's called Aliens, which I think is, like, a great sequel name. They didn't call it Alien 2. They called it Aliens, like, plural.
That is solid.
And it's one of my favorite movies because it's, like, it's a great science, like, sci-fi movie. It's a great action movie. It's really a war movie. Like, it's really, it's James Cameron is the director of the sequel.
Yeah.
I thought he
did the first one, too.
That was Ridley Scott.
Okay.
One thing that
you said that at the beginning, didn't you?
No. Her that's the thing that weirds me out. They call her Ripley, and his name is Ridley.
I don't know if that's
intentional though. But I need to. I'm gonna fact check this before I say this fact that might be outrageously false. But yeah, Aliens. It's like a sci-fi action movie, but it's really like a war movie. Like James Cameron made it. Basically to be a Vietnam War movie, just mm-hmm. It was just in a sci-fi setting, and it really plays as that really well. And it's also a horror movie at its core, which we're connoisseurs of.
I definitely need to check it out then. Because there's like three or four of them, right? Isn't like which one is not supposed to be good?
Alien 3 is like supposed to be the weakest, and then Ridley Scott came back and made some prequels that were like pretty decent, but those are the more recent ones.
And are those the ones connected to like Alien versus like Predator?
There is an Alien versus Predator thing. Those ones specifically aren't. I'm not really sure how like the Alien versus Predator. I haven't watched those. I mean, I want to. I like Predator and I like Alien, so it feels like why not Alien versus Predator? There's no real explanation for why they should coexist. I mean, Alien is like, you know, takes place on another planet in like another galaxy, and Predator takes place on Earth, I believe. So that doesn't.
How do they explain that?
I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to. You know what? I'm gonna watch it and come back and
report back. You have homework. Report back.
Yes, I believe the role of Ridley was written as unisex. It wasn't specifically a man or a woman role, and then when Sigourney Weaver like auditioned for it, they were like, okay, this is a woman.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that. That should happen more often.
I'm reading like I guess they did that basically for all the crew, main crew. At least this is just for the first one. Which is kind of cool.
That's really cool.
So yeah. Ellen Ripley. I always confuse it because why is the name so similar? It makes me so mad every time. Ellen Ripley.
And it does feel ridiculous. You have like millions and millions of choices for names, and you choose almost the same name.
I'd almost prefer if it was just Ridley.
Yeah. Just completely like dive into this.
But yeah, Ripley. They just call her Ripley. She's just great. I just love her character. I love those movies. And I just love that essence of like, fuck, everyone's around me is an idiot. I'm going to take care of this.
Yeah.
That's just her vibe. I love it.
It's like the serious version of It's All Sunny Cast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Only she can get the doll down. She's an intergalactic war hero, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're fighting intergalactic wars, you're ready to be president.
Yeah, exactly. What's your second?
My second, and my one and my two, it was a tough decision, but these were clearly the top two. Michael from The Good Place.
Oh.
Might be a literal demon, but I think you make a damn good president. I trust Ted Danson.
That's true.
I really just, I it's the same thing with Tom Hanks. I just want to choose a Ted Danson character in a lot of ways.
He's a demon for good, kind of.
He was. He learned, he grew. He was constantly working on himself and self-reflective. He built a goddamn world, you know?
In some ways, I'd rather have a demon for good than just like a straight-up angel, you know?
Yeah, because like you can like
he understands play the game, you know.
Exactly, you can play bad for good causes, you know. But like the self growth of that character, just make him president.
I like that pick. I like that pick a lot.
I was also thinking about picking Sam Malone there, but I thought this character would be better president.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we've already had Sam Malone. We had JFK.
That's true. Do you have honorable mentions?
Yes.
Do you want me to go through some of mine first?
Yeah, you go through a couple.
Okay, some of mine. Did you ever see the movie Pirate Radio?
No, I have not.
You would love Pirate Radio. I feel like that's a movie that was made for you specifically.
What's like the premise?
It's based on a true story, I believe. It is about I don't know what year this is, but it's based in England. So this person technically would not qualify under the literal rules of president. I'm gonna find which year it was, but it's the premise. It's based on like a real 1960s UK. I'm guessing early 1960s. 1860s UK, 1960s UK, not 18. Where like only classical music was allowed on like the actual radio, like they weren't allowing like rock and stuff.
That's a very classic British thing to do.
Yeah, and so this is true. That is true. This is the based on true story. Like so, there were boats that would be just off into international water that would broadcast rock. And they were called pirate radio ships. And it's about
cool.
One of those. And Philip Seymour Hoffman is like kind of the leader of the ship.
And hell yeah.
His name is his like radio name is the Count. So the Count was on my, cause he's a badass. He runs a ship that plays rock music semi-illegally for good. It's a great movie.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It's like the best version of what you're thinking that movie is, you know? Like it's not like, you know, it's not like groundbreaking, but it's just fun as hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that where pirate radio comes from?
The name?
The term, yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, and you throw some history in there?
Yeah.
Right up my alley. I'm in.
Yeah, I believe, it is based on a true story. I believe it was 1966, which feels late. But yeah, they just park in international waters and broadcast out rock music. Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean, I guess we can talk about this now because we haven't really talked about it. King T'Challa.
Oh yeah, yes.
Rest in peace. That was
rest
tough.
In peace.
That was
God
crazy.
Damn.
Came out of nowhere.
I don't get affected by celebrity deaths often, but that was a tough one. Reading all the stories and watching him talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the tough part. He's like vaguely hinted at it a few times, but he really never opened up about it, and like those interviews played back now just seem in such a different light.
Yeah, he just seemed like such a kind-hearted like and just good force in this world, you know.
Yeah, that sucks. It just came out of left field. I think that was Professor
on that Paul. Note, I thought about mm-hmm. on that note, I thought about like Captain America and
Iron Man or
no,
Scarlet Witch,
Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought about those too.
I also put down Professor Farnsworth.
Who's that?
A professor from Futurama.
Oh shit. Oh my god. That's the only one that might be, that's the closest one to being worse than today.
He He's just so fucking old. Louise Banks, Amy Adams from Arrival.
Oh, hell yeah.
She can see time in a circular way.
Hell spoiler yeah. Alert. Oh, my God. Yeah. Big spoiler alert. hell yeah. I mean, yeah, if you can see time in a circular way, you're the best goddamn, like, you've done everything already, you know? Right.
She knows it. She knows the game, you know? She's not, yeah. Her vision will be pure.
And Amy, I'm mad I didn't choose an Amy Adams role.
Red, which is Nick Cage from Mandy.
Oh, I thought you were going That 70s Show.
Or That 70s Show. I just want to talk about Mandy again.
As you should. That I can't believe that was an episode. That would have been a great episode.
We could do it. I would rewatch it for an episode. We usually try and do first time watches, but I would make an exception for Mandy because
yeah, I'd be down.
That movie deserves to be talked about.
As a just, I don't know if I remember it just because it was so much. If we're being honest,
I remember I woke up. You watched it late, and I woke up to you. You like live texted me your viewing, and I just remembered my favorite text was like, ... Is this gonna be a chainsaw fight? And then it was, the next one was like all caps, and it was like, "It's a chainsaw fight." Which is basically like that's what the movie is. Like that's the pacing of the movie. But that, I love that movie. I love
that
it
movie
so much.
Just it took so many turns.
It's like kind of like how I was saying with Aliens. Like that's just like everything you need in a movie. In which one neat package. Like that's what Mandy is. It's just like
not a neat package at all.
But it's so unneat but in the good way. Like
yeah.
It's just like raw condensed Nick Cage.
Yes.
Like, they take like it's almost evenly split. Like the first hour is just all set up for the greatest second hour
It's cinematic history, yeah.
It's just fucking, they're just like, all right, we need to do this hour so you are understand why we're going to let Nick Cage go ham for 60 straight minutes.
Yeah.
And you do it, and then you get to there, and you start seeing him go ham, and you're like, oh.
And does he go ham? Yeah. I swear it's three different movies.
Yeah, it takes a real hard turn. It takes a real hard turn after that first hour. There's like a real obvious, like, oh, the movie's different now, and in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, the first hour is good, and then, like, yeah. And then Nick Cage starts smelting an axe, and you're like, oh, no, this is the movie I was promised. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a great movie. What were we talking about again?
honorable mentions.
Oh, right. I got a couple. I thought of Hermione from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Should make a damn good president. I thought about Bran from Game of Thrones because he is the story. I didn't actually like. It was more of a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. I got the joke.
God, there's so many. I just deleted like a fool.
I put in a Prince Wesley from a Princess Bride.
Oh, good fucking pick, man! Hell yeah.
I also threw in Django. This is be fun.
Hell yeah! Why
just
not?
Wreak havoc against the country.
I'd pick Brad Pitt's character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I really struggled with like Prince Wesley, Captain Miller, and Clarice, like that order. Like those were the three that I was struggling to which one I would leave off. Ultimately, I left off Prince Wesley because he was like, you know, the hardest. He was, just, you know, outside the box fairy tale character. So,
I think that was a good pick. I like that. Yeah, tough three though.
Yeah. Do you want to do your top one first, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Go for it.
This one, it was the first one I thought of, and it just made me laugh. Richard Speck from Veep.
Oh, God.
Yes. Richard from Veep.
Yeah.
The dude is a just a fantastic character. that is pure good, I think.
Yeah.
In the dumbest, smartest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be wildly entertaining, though. Like, it would be the most entertaining 4 years of our lives. While also probably doing good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is a... Yeah, no, he was good. Yeah, he was a good person.
Yeah.
It would just be that. It would just be like an absurd comedy of errors, but like in a funny, you know, not in like a sinister way.
And I think it would end up well, too. Because that's like his character. He just kind of just ends up all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he would be a... Yeah, he would just be like a neutral good.
Yes. It'd be incredible.
His heart would be in the right place. I just don't know if he would be effective, but like, yeah,
if he were, he'd be accidentally effective.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. I like that pick. All right, mine. So I crafted this whole episode around my idea that this person should be president.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Literally the whole episode was just so I could talk about this and say this out loud. I thought it was a genius idea when I thought of it. So the fictional character that I most want to see as president is Jackie Moon.
Will Ferrell from Semi. Damn it.
The ultultimate leader.
He's a genius.
A player, an owner, and a coach of a professional basketball team. He already has the greatest campaign slogan of all time, Everybody Love Everybody. the man can sing.
He has a hit song.
He already has his own. Yeah, his song can be his campaign song.
He knows how to wheel and deal and trade a washing machine for a player.
Exactly. He's a very aggressive owner. He traded a washing machine for a player.
Maybe he did it the other way around. Maybe he traded a player for a washing machine.
No, didn't he get Maddox for a washing machine?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's what it was, yeah. And, like, that's, like, the greatest, one of the best scenes of that movie is when he's, like, getting interviewed and he's like, you know, I've always been a pretty aggressive owner, but when I heard Kentucky needed a washing machine, I just had to pull the trigger. He knows how to brand and, like, sell things. Like, he invented the Mega Bowl, which was just a game for fourth place and made it the biggest event of the year.
The bear wrestling competition. You're like, he could draw a fucking crowd.
Yes. Yes. Jackie Moon is the president we need. President. Love everybody.
I've never been more jealous of a six pack pick. I swear to God. Fucking genius.
Everybody love everybody. Jackie Moon for president. I mean, it's just, that's all you need. That's all. It's just right there.
Yeah, it is. It would both be hysterical, and I think he wouldn't be a bad president.
No, he would. Yeah, because he's like hysterical but competent. You know, like the organization's fairly well run for how chaotic he is.
Yeah,
like that. He would just do that for the country.
Exactly. Yeah, we'd get to where we needed to go somehow.
Right. You know. Yeah, he would. He would command respect.
He would frustrate his team and his employees, but they still responded to him, you know?
Exactly.
Like, he was a good leader in a lot of ways. And he cared deeply. He fought a fucking bear.
He did. He did. He did. He did fight a bear. yeah. He got his players to buy in to be the halftime show.
Yeah,
that's buy-in. That's the type of buy-in we need.
That is fucking buy-in. Absolutely. Yeah, getting jobs back in the U.S. would be easy compared to that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No problem.
No problem whatsoever. Everybody love everybody.
Yeah, it's a great slogan. Yeah, my favorite moment of that movie is when they're trying to like draw crowds. And they cut to commercial break, and he's like, "Everybody hit somebody!" And they just beat the shit out of each other until the cameras come back on.
Yeah, well, I just love when he berates the ref. Mega Bowl for president. His campaign song will be "Love Me Sexy."
Yeah.
His hit single.
What a good song. What a good movie. So underrated.
Like, there'd be all the White House press conferences would be like the one where he's talking about the Mega Bowl, and the reporters are just confused. They're like, they're like, what is the Mega Bowl? Like, the Mega Bowl is a thing. He's like, Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl, 6 o'clock, Flint Coliseum. And they're like, what? You're playing for fourth place. Mega Bowl, fourth place.
It's like,
we're gonna fire the cannon.
It's the 4 years we deserve after this hell of 4 years we've gone through.
Yeah, man. Jackie Moon for president. I feel like I've made my pitch.
Yeah. No, this whole podcast is worth it now. This whole show. God, I'm sorry.
Oh, deeply, yeah. I forget that, too. I don't know how many times. Oh, yeah. This is the Noah and Eric Show, episode 81. I don't know if I said that.
I don't think you did.
You know, it'll be in the title.
You get it by now. We have the title.
All right. Yeah. So, do you have your six fictional characters who should be president?
I did. I have Robert California. I have Ron Swanson, Tony Soprano, Lisa Simpson, Michael from The Good Place, a demon, and Richard Speck.
A literal demon. And I had Captain Miller. Tom Hanks from Saving Private Ryan, Clarice from Silence of the Lambs, Danny Ocean from the Ocean movies, Will Smith from Men in Black, Ellen Ripley from the Alien movies, and Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro.
Ah, that's such a good pick, dude.
President Moon.
That's incredible. I'm proud.
All right. Fuck this things. Ah. Do you want me to go? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can start us off.
Okay. Mine is I guess mine will be lame. It's just these fires are a real bummer.
Fires suck, dude.
Yeah, man. It's our air quality was like not great, and like, well, you and the Bay Area were like dying, and it was like, wow, that sucks. And then, boy, have the turntables have turned, Noah. The
turntables have turned.
And it is rough. It is not great.
Yeah, no. Smoke fucking sucks. Fire sucks. And it's just, like, it kills a lot of nature, dude.
Yeah.
It's a, like, they're, like, I'm planning on going, like, a camping trip soon. Mm-hmm. If I can physically walk anytime soon. But there's, like, multiple places I was, like, thinking about going that got burnt down in the last couple weeks.
Jeez.
It's sad.
It sucks too. It's like, I mean, Jake was talking about this weeks ago. I mean, in behind the scenes, that was like a week ago. But still, like, it's been an issue.
Yeah. No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And it's unfortunately only going to get worse.
Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid. I was in middle school. My brother was in high school, and there was a fire super close to Irvine. And my brother's school got canceled, and mine didn't, and I was pissed off. That's
fucking crime.
Right? Fucking bullshit. He had, like, 3 days of school canceled while I was going to school.
That's the tragedy.
Outrageous.
It's middle school, you know?
Who gives a shit? It's middle school.
Middle school is, like, essentially optional anyway.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. We couldn't go outside for lunch. Just cancel school.
Yeah, middle school is like, you know, they legally have to school you for 3 years while you get old enough to go to high school. Like,
that's essentially what it is. Yeah. Mine was only 2 years, though.
What?
Yeah. Sixth grade was in elementary school.
Oh, that's interesting.
I liked it. I thought it worked well.
Yeah, I did the 3 year. 3 year middle school slog.
Yeah. I think they're starting to change that here, which I don't know why you would change it, because you want to just limit the amount of years in middle school, because middle school fucking sucks.
It's an awkward time.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
It's less than ideal. In the words of the wise words of Mitt Romney, it's not ideal.
Less than ideal. Mitt Romney quoted two shows in a row now.
I'm going to use that all the time. Every time I say not ideal. For those who don't know, we should probably say the reference.
Yeah, we should.
So they were recently tapes. There's that Bob Woodward book.
Yeah. Well, probably not so recently anymore, because I'm sure tons of other shit's going to happen in the next week and a half.
This is coming out in like a few weeks. But yeah, there's that book that's coming out, and apparently there's tapes of Trump admitting to playing down the virus.
Not apparently.
Are tapes, yeah, of him saying that he was playing it down on purpose. And someone asked the wise and all-knowing Mitt Romney what he thought about the tapes, and his response was, "Well, I would say that's not ideal." So thank you. Thank you, Mitt
Romney. The most outspoken Republican against Trump. Not ideal.
That's the crazy thing. Like, that's like the high bar now.
Yeah. Every other Republican is going to be like, "Oh, I didn't hear the tapes."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It's, as Mitt Romney would say, that's not ideal.
Not ideal.
What is yours?
Mine is poems or kids' books that don't rhyme. What's okay. The point? I'm not like, I watched a movie the other day and somebody read a poem and it didn't rhyme. And that is what I call a story.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you call a haiku?
Okay. I guess that's a poem. That's different though. Cause it's a haiku, you know?
Is that like the same, are like sonnets in that same category? Like Shakespeare?
I feel like sonnets usually rhyme though.
Yeah, does Shakespeare stuff doesn't always rhyme?
Is it? Okay, well, the ones that rhyme, poems, the ones that don't, story. As simple as that. And kids' books, when I was teaching kindergarten, there was story time, you know, because they're fucking 5 years old. And the kids would often, like, bring up a book for me to read. And I just most of the time would only read the ones they brought up that rhymed because they're so much more fun to read.
That's crazy.
I didn't know. You know, like, I'd read some other ones they wanted. But I would definitely, like, because, like, they'll show me three different kids will bring up a book or four to, like, a certain amount. And I'll just grab the one that rhymes.
It's like
they're more fun.
I mean, yeah, you have a choice between
rhyming.
You're right. You're right. It's more fun for kids.
And it's more fun for me reading it.
Yeah.
That's what really matters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think the only, like, some poems are, like, poems by the syllable thing. Like, that's the Shakespeare's thing, which, right? Like, that's what the song is. It's like, there's certain syllable.
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm a Shakespeare expert, Eric.
We did take a Shakespeare class together.
And we did.
I don't know if people know this.
The professor loved me.
She loved her some Noah.
She fucking loved me.
Yeah.
That was
a fun class.
That was a very fun class.
I felt so intellectual.
All because I dribbled down some water right before reading Shakespeare.
Yeah, she... Was that when she made you be the tree in a scene?
I can't remember.
I think it was.
Oh, man.
She was like, she was like, okay, we need these characters and we need a tree. And then she, like, pointed people out and she made you be the tree and there was, like, water on your shirt because you just drank water and, like, a couple drops spilled. And she was like, why does the tree have dribble down his shirt?
Oh, so I played the hell out of that tree. She fucking loved me.
She did. It was so funny.
And I did not take the class seriously at all.
Yeah, like, I felt like an intellectual because we learned stuff about Shakespeare, which is cool, but, mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to plays. We went to Shakespeare.
We did.
Plays.
We did.
At the Globe Theater.
That was really cool. I really enjoyed going to those plays. That was the time. That was actually, like, jokes aside, that was a good class.
Yeah, it was. And then we went to Stratford-upon-Avon, which is where he's, like, from, or he was buried there. We saw his grave, I think.
Yeah, that was a really cool trip, actually.
I just love that, like, they call cities near rivers upon the river. Like, Stratford's its town, and the river's Avon. And they call it Stratford-upon-Avon. I feel like we should adopt that.
It's adorable. It's yeah. Yeah, now I'm a fan.
But I remember, I think this was in Stratford. We were walking around the town. The town's, like, kind of cool. It was, like, a small English town.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I don't know if you remember this. I'm pretty sure you're with me. There was, like, an American shop where they had American stuff in it. I'm using air quotes.
Yeah.
And we walked in.
The listeners get that.
Yeah. there is just a wall of Shaq soda.
I don't remember that. Wow.
It was like, oh, it was so funny. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I hope the rest of the world thinks we are. This is Shaq soda and like Doritos or something. Like that was like what was in the store. It was funny.
Probably better than most other things you could choose for us at this point.
Yeah, well, that was back. That was in, when was that? That was 2014?
14, yeah.
Yeah. A simpler time. When we could go to the UK.
Yeah, when we could physically leave this country.
Yeah, man, Shaq soda. Shaq has a soda line where every flavor is just a variation of cream soda. It's like grape cream.
It's honestly very like not surprising. It's very on brand for Shaq.
Oh yeah, no, it's. I mean, I'm assuming that's what everyone imagined when I said Shaq soda. I just wanted to.
Yeah.
I wanted to confirm your suspicion that yes, Shaq soda is just cream sodas of a variety of flavors. Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
What was that? Oh, yeah, I know what it was.
Oh, you remembered.
I do. I just found, hold on, I just googled Shaq soda, and I'd be like, this is it says opened can of strawberry cream soda, Shaq soda, on eBay.
$20? $20, holy shit.
I mean, I'm assuming it's just empty. Jesus,
that makes sense.
Really expensive.
Especially like half full.
Sealed to a blueberry cream and a strawberry cream Shaq soda, $300.
Holy shit. We should have bought some, damn.
We were sitting, we found gold.
And we walked by it. Like fools.
They must be like discontinued. And for some reason people still want them. Wow.
Oh, I wish I had an obscene amount of money so I could buy that.
We saw like probably the last 100 Shaq sodas available for sale. We didn't even know it.
We just laughed at it like a bunch of idiots.
These are all like, these are shipping from the U.S., but maybe these are like priced for people in the U.K. because they like that's what their American thing is.
Collecting Shaq sodas.
Yeah. That is nuts. There's a Twitter account called Bring Back Shaq Soda.
Of course there is.
Alright. Yeah, man. Shaq Soda. Apparently it's really expensive and we saw
I'm kind of surprised that Shaq Soda didn't become big.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's a world where like that's like kind of like a 7-Up thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that level of bigness.
Alright. Well, we should wrap this up. Watch Pirate Radio, everyone. Great movie. Watch Mandy, also great movie. And fuck poems that don't rhyme. That yours? That was all of yours?
And kids' books.
And kids.
You're close.
Okay, almost there. Kids' books and poems that don't rhyme. And fuck these fires, man. Not great.
Yeah, not ideal.
Thank you, Mitt Romney. All right. Bye.